Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. Yes, it is Thursday night. Of course, you know what that means. It's Thursday night throwback. A throwback Thursday night, Don Fleming. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul music. Of course, that was music from the late, great Bill Withers from 1971. The name of that song is called Harlem. What's so crazy is that was the, if I'm not mistaken, the legend has it, that it was like the first single from Bill Withers. Made some waves. But it took a DJ out of Chicago or Buffalo, New York. I'm not sure. They flipped it over. On the B side of that song was Grandma's Hands, and of course Grandma's Hands was, you know, that whole folksy persona that Bill Withers kind of had, especially from the Steel Bill album in '72. Of course, he had kind of that. That folksy, because I think he was from West Virginia, and they kind of, you know, incorporated that upbringing and then the music and the, you know, all of those things that was incorporated and made him just seem kind of very folksy. And Grandma's Hands was a great depiction of all of those grandmothers we grew up, mine included. When you think about the song, of course, Bill Withers blew up the way he did. Of course, rest in peace to that brother. His music will definitely live on. I got music on the way. Let's see. I got some Fatback Band on the way. I got some, I think I'm going to add some Daz Band on the way. And let's see what I some Babyface. I'll throw some Babyface in there for you. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. playing old school R&B, funk, and so let's go ahead and get this show started. You know, when you think about the funk, of course, you think about James Brown. You think about, you definitely think about Parliament Funkadelic, and you think about Bootsy Collins. So let's go ahead and start it off. 1976, name of the song is called Off. Name is Bootsy, baby, from Bootsy's Rubber Band. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Thank you. Out.
Solar Records Radio, giving you a little island funk. Of course, that was the lovely Miss Grace Jones from 1982. Name of the song is called My Jamaican Guy. Of course, she was born in Jamaica, so it's only fair to get a little bit of that Jamaican funk island music, you know. Before that, give you a little underground classic from 1982 from the Valentine Brothers, Just Let Me Be Close to You. I love that jam. That's a roller skating jam. I grew up roller skating to that song, man, and I think I found the song probably about 3 or 4 years ago. I found it on YouTube, and I said, you know what? I got to add that song. That's the jam right there. And, of course, started off the block from 1976, Bootsy Collins and Bootsy's Rubber Band. Ah, the name is Bootsy, baby. And let's see if I got my partner up. See Wardell. Oh, what's up, Wardell? You there?
You know I am. How are
What's
you?
What's up, man?
Just listening and enjoying the jam session. Thank you much. Thank you much. I was watching the news and you had to go on mute.
Oh, really?
I had to mute the news, man. I could see the news and listen to the music. I'm good.
Okay. Well, hey, I feel very privileged because, you know, the news is the news, and, you know, and I know how you like the news and stuff, so.
Yeah, but that music is, rocking and rocking and rocking, my brother. Thank you so much. This is good. This is a good thing, man. I'm just here.
I had to give it a little 70s. I had to give it a little 70s vibe, 70s, early 80s vibe on this little funk block, man. And, of course, I thought about you when I played the Valentine Brothers, man. It just reminded me, you know, especially that little drum kick in that song. You know, it's always, you know, elements of you. And hey, you never know. I'm sure there was some type of inspiration there. But again, we talk about this all the time. No matter how we interview artists and whatnot, and we're enamored by them, we get in fan mode in these things. At the same time, they're watching your career. You know, I'm saying they're watching us, but they're watching your career. They're watching the things you've accomplished, and they're as big of fans as you are to them. And you know that mutual respect, man. It, you know, I love listening to the gems. I love listening to when you guys, whoever we interview, you get into those conversations, man. And it's not even really an interview, a quote unquote interview anymore. And that's what makes, you know, this show so authentic, in my opinion.
Yes. Well, I love it because, you know, it's we want to get to who they were before they became who they are. And mm-hmm. those stories are so beautiful, man, when we hear about, well, my mom did this, and so I did this, or my dad did this, and so I did this. And you get to hear the seed transferring from one, you know, from a parent to a child, and or my uncle mm-hmm. did this, so I did it. And it's beautiful. And just the stories behind, you know, what made these artists into celebrities. And so I'm grateful that we get that opportunity. And Denise Williams is one that you brought in that was just awesome. I mean, I never even thought about interviewing her. And when you got her on, I was like in fan mode. I was so blessed just to hear her talk, you know, with that beautiful sound she had from her voice. And just to hear her talking to us was so beautiful. I was like, wow, I love this lady. I'm so in love with her.
It's about the time to get her back on.
All over again. Yes, getting it up to that time. Let's get her back on. Well, go ahead, do your thing, man. Thank you for what you do. We appreciate you.
No doubt, man. And I appreciate you. Hang out. Yeah, I know you got some things you need to do, but, man, you know, hey, come out and hang out with me. And, you know, if you hang out long enough, you're going to have to do a block. I'm just saying.
You got to nibble. Y'all know.
You feel it.
Right? That means you got to go get something to eat it. He do a lunch break when I come in and play.
Let's go ahead and keep it on. Don't do that. Let's keep the music going. Take it back to 1993. Give you a little hip-hop from the late, great Prince Marky D and the Fat Boys. The name of the song is called Typical Reasons. Keep it locked right here. So Hot Records Radio. Don't walk away from me. Come here and listen. Cause speak straight up, so let's chat. Sorry, baby, but your man ain't all that. Before you verbally stop me, just wait a sec and explain why you're always looking wrecked. By now, any other lady would have just had it, looking depressed and battered, shattered. Dreams of you two being the perfect item. The feelings you have, try to fight them. Cause your man's a conniver, so stay alert. Mark my words, you're gonna get hurt. Does a man abuse you physically or mentally? Change when I was slavery, you need to be free. So you need to swing my way, my way. Do your right in a fly way, fly way. He thinks that he's an owl, your highest.
time to hit your reflection. Damn, if you only knew how much affection could be given to you. If you're going the right way, which is my way, forget what your so-called boyfriend might say. You're too good for his time. Widen your horizons to focus your mind on a real man. I won't sweat you or keep stressing it. I'll buy your clothes, we'll pay your rent. It's kind of pressing it. So tell me, who do you choose? Here's an ultimatum, even women can do.
Well.
You're listening to Solo Records Radio, of course, Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming, Wardell Pies Jr. Of course, that was music from Johnny Gill. Actually, a lot of folks say that was his self-titled album, Johnny Gill, but that was actually his third album when he signed to Motown. Of course, he had a couple of albums before, and I think he had one in 83, I think produced by, songs produced by Freddie Perren, and then he went into 85, you know, along with the Stacey Ladisaw combo thing, you know, perfect combination. And a lot of folks thought that the album that came out in 1990 was his first album, but Johnny was doing this thing at the time for 7 years. So that was his third album, but of course that's the one we always talk about because My was on that album. So, and if I'm not mistaken, that album went triple platinum. So that was much the success to Johnny Gill on that. But when you listen to that song, and a lot of people think that's an L.A. Reid and Babyface production. But no, that song, Wrap My Body Tight, was produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Now, the rumor is they made like a little friendly wager making the album for Johnny and said, well, since we admire each other's style so much, L.A. and Babyface and Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, they're going to try to match their production on each song. So if you remember that album and you listen to a song called the song Fairweather Friend, Fairweather Friend sounds like Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. If you, you know, for those really good listening ears as far as the production, but no, that song was produced by L.A. and Babyface. And again, it all synergized and it was all perfect at the end of the day. But, of course, that was music from Johnny Gill, Wrap My Body Tight, of course, from his self-titled album, Johnny Gill, from 1990. I love that song. I love that album. It's a press play album. And if you guys get a chance to just pop out that CD or in your terabytes or something, wherever – it's in your computer now. Everyone's getting going digital now. I still got my old school CDs. Not ready yet to throw them away. It's kind of like how folks was with the cassettes converting to CDs and things like that. So, you know, or records, old records. And, you know, I know my uncle has a crap load of records in his closet, and it stacks higher than me. So, and I'm 6'2". So... but anyway, going to the music before that, from 1988, music from RJ's latest arrival, Off the Hook. I love that. And, of course, started off the block, music from Prince Marky D and the Soul Convention. Of course, Prince Marky D went on and went solo after he left the Fat Boys. And he was his love for R&B music, he made a hip-hop album dedicated to the R&B. And that was the elements of that when you hear that song, Swing My Way. Typical reasons from 1993. We lost that brother, I think, a couple of years ago, but definitely music lives on. Rest in peace, Prince Marky D, Kool Rock Ski from the Fat Boys. The sole survivor right now, and he's keeping the legacy alive for the Fat Boys. So it is what it is, man. We got an hour and 12 minutes left of the show. I got my partner Wardell hanging out with me. Throwback Thursday or Thursday night throwback Thursday night, whatever you want to call it. Don Fullerman, Wardell Potts. What's going on, Wardell?
I'm hungry. I want something to eat. That's your line?
That's my line.
Yeah, well, you know, this good old school music makes me think about some soul food, man. I've been thinking about soul food. I can't find anything like that in Texas. I mean, and I know they said they got it. But, you know, it's just, I just haven't found it yet. I've been here for 7 years. So I just gotta, I keep eating Asian food, like Japanese food, Thai food, you know, Vietnamese food. That's what I go out and that's what I find. Have you ever had pho? Pho?
P-H-O.
P-H-O.
Oh, like pho. Oh, yeah, I've had it before and a friend took me to one of those restaurants, like it was like we had like miso soup and stuff like that, and I've had it before, and I was like, it's an acquired for me. It's one of those things for me. So
yeah. Well, you have to. Yeah, it's something that I've fallen in love with because when I had a cold, I mean that soup. Mm-hmm. First of all, y'all, the soup is always like the thing you know. And so, but it has so many vegetables in it, and it's mm-hmm. just and when you put the other stuff on it, you know, oh my goodness gracious, it is so amazing. And my son called me the other day from Cali and said, "Dad, guess what I am?" And I was so upset. I think he thought he was making me happy. I was so upset. Like, come on, man, don't tease me. So we'll be out there in July in Cali, and then I'll be able to go and enjoy some, you know, different things. And now
I'll
you know Cali. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so I'll be there in the first part of July. Are you going to be, you know, when they're barbecuing?
My birthday is on the 13th of July, so I'll be out there. I think I'm going to be out there like the 12th through like the 20th. So getting the chance to hang out with the old man and see some family and reminisce when I lived out there. So it is what it is.
Hey,
who knows? Am I going
back? Yeah, well, I'll be out there for the 4th July week, and so I'm hopefully I'll get to hang out with the Throwdown Brothers, some of the Throwdown Brothers, and you know, hang out with the, you know, get to see Leon Silvers and Foster Silvers and my engineer Jim Shiplett, and just, you know, and try to see, and I mean not try to see, but the reason I'm going to see the grandkids, so but also I get to see all my friends too, as many of them as I possibly can within a week's time. So if you're not there, then I won't see you. And I thought you were taller than that, man. Are you short, man? I thought you were taller than me. You only 6'2"?
Oh. How tall are you?
I'm 6'9 and a half.
Oh, man. Stop. I'm up there. I think I'm up there with Dana. You know, Dana's pretty tall.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Dana's
like 6'4".
Dana's like 6'3", so I guess I am 6'3"-ish, but yeah.
I've always been short. I'm told, short.
You're funny. You're funny. I'm like, what about 6'9"? Wait a minute.
And then I play an instrument that I'm sitting down, so I'm even shorter. It's just
Come on, man.
But, you know, it's good for gymnastics being short. I enjoy doing my gymnastics. And it's all good. They say good things come in small packages. Right, ladies? Hey, lady. Yes, the lady. Oh, man. Well, that love zone. See that? And he said, and I thought, ladies, man, the love zone popped in my head. Man. We got to do a love zone mix. Let's do a love zone mix and stop playing around.
Ooh, hey,
man.
You know what, man? We got 1 hour and 8 minutes left of the show. I'm ready when you are, brother.
Let's do it. We can go now. Who's first?
You know what? I tell you what, you go first, I'll play the second, and you play the last one.
Here we go on Slaughter Records Radio.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow, that was good, Don. Man.
One time things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend, I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely, you get lonely, you get lonely, uh-oh, uh-oh, oh, 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 and I cry, I cry, oh, oh, oh. tears in my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad. So one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You helped me. You helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
That is classic Lenny Williams, man. And of course that was Wardell's from Wardell's stash and whatnot. I had to bow down for that one, man. I can see with that one. But I'm gonna add, he gave me another song I can add. So if it's okay with this brother, I would love to do this song for him and just to let him know that I can match that and at least try to match that energy. You know. We can try to match that energy. I'm just saying. Gonna keep it going right now. This is music from Babyface from the Tender Lover album. This is called Soon as I Get Home. Keep it locked. Solar Records Radio. You're listening to Sellout Records Radio, and of course that was a four song block. Now and then, you know, we jump in, we say the songs and things like that. Of course, that was, I guess, our love zone block, right, Wardell? That was a love zone block.
Yes, it was. I'm walking back to the microphone. Absolutely. And
yeah.
I loved it. That was for the, that was really for the ladies, you know, and indirectly for the fellas, because we get to capitalize off of the woman's enjoyment. And so, hey, that's right. That's right. Oh, man, you played some great, great ballads, man. So what were the two ballads that you played again? Can you reiterate?
Well, what you just heard, of course, that was As Soon As I Get Home. From Babyface, of course, Tender Lover album, 1989, of course, song. Wasn't really released as a single, but it got a lot of great underground review, because a lot of dudes would sing that song talking about, I'll pay your rent, I'll buy your clothes, you know. But no, the song I played before that in the block, Lenny Williams, which, by the way, of course, yes, he's from Oakland. He was raised in Oakland, but he was born in Little Rock. So shout out to Lenny Williams. He always comes back home where his family and roots are. But he's from Oakland, so I give him that, because there's a lot of brothers and sisters that were born here or grew up here, ended up going to the Bay, not just L.A., but going to the Bay. But yeah, before you played that, I played Bobby Brown from his Don't Be Cruel album. Of course, album went, what, 7 times platinum. I think it went 12 million worldwide. So, of course, that blew up. Of course, Roni, one of my favorites off that album. It's another Press Play album. And, of course, what did you start off the show with? Start off the block with?
Isley Brothers, right? That was the Isley Brothers.
I love you, man.
And you know, for me, the Isley Brothers, man, their ballads back in the day, they were everything, man. You could get a girl to dance even if she didn't like you, because the Isley Brother Grooves would just take you there, and they were like, okay, come on, Mister. And you get out there and I was the happiest kid on the block. Oh, yes. And so that was always awesome. And then, you know, Mr. Lenny Williams, I mean, his stuff. And, you know, I was really blessed because I got to produce Lenny Williams as well. After he, what group was he with? Tower of Power. Right, he was the lead singer of Tower Power. Then he went and did his own thing. And so, and that song, oh, my God, I Love You, is an amazing song, because, see, what that song was really saying is that you saved me. You saved me because I was in such a terrible place. And I, and you know, because when you really love somebody, and you giving your all to them, and they hurt you, they disappoint you, they let you down, they disrespect you, they make you feel like you're not important, you nobody cares about, they make you feel like no one cares about you, because all of your energy and your love is focused on the enemy. It's all focused on the person that doesn't care about you. And so with that person doesn't care about you, you just feel like everything is over. And so this woman came into his life at a time when he was so low and he felt nothing. And she picked him up and loved him through it. And man, and that's why he just said, I love you. That's it. That's it. I don't have to say nothing special, no secret lover stuff, nothing. I just straight out love you. You are it. And, you know, thank you for saving my life, basically, is what Lenny Williams was saying. So, and Steve Harvey, you know, really gave Lenny Williams a whole nother a launching of his career after they did King's Economy comedy skit. And he was talking about how powerful the singers were back in the day. And how they did their passion. They were so passionate about what they were singing, and it was so good, and he misses that and loved that, and he used Lenny as an example of it, and that just relaunched Lenny's career. All of a sudden, he was getting phone calls. Hey, can you come do a show? Can you come do a show? And he was rolling again. So, you know, when he came on, and we did an interview with him a few years back, he was just saying, too, that he wanted to just salute Steve Harvey for doing that for him. So, anyway, man, oh, man. So,
you never know, man. You never know as far as, you know, these outlets that kind of, and I don't like to use the word, you know, gain another relevance, because they've always been relevant. Now, you know, of course, a lot of people, you know, take their time off and kind of have those moments where they, you know, they build a family and things like that. You know, relevant, mm-hmm. I just think it's a disrespectful word in my opinion. But, you know, in the context of the conversation, it was almost like, yeah, Steve Harvey, Kings of Comedy, that clip right there kind of gave this new light to Lenny Williams. And a lot of, it made a lot of people, because in 2000, of course, that was the internet was coming into its form, and people would kind of go and look for a lot of his music through, what is it, Bing or Jeeves. I think they might have had Google then, too. So people would Google and go to CD Warehouse or Circuit City or whatever and find, like, some of his greatest hits albums. And you know, it was a newfound, it's kind of like that newfound resurgence of his music, and that's what we do here. One of the things here at Soul Outlaws Radio on Throwback Thursdays or even Old School Mondays when I get back and do Monday show, we highlight that. You know, we highlight that, and you know, we want someone that listens to the show and like, you know what, I haven't heard that song in a while. Let me go to YouTube. Yeah. Let me go to so-and-so and download it or whatever Apple Music Play or whatever and download it. That's right. Just one of those things that, you know, we want to encourage, especially those who are lovers of music. And we don't always get it right. We don't know everything, you know, every song. But we want you to understand that when, you know, we play a song or, you know, I give you one of the hidden gem, I want you to be like, I haven't heard that song in a long time. I'm going to download that. And they'll, you know, hit me up on Solar Records radio page and be like, Don, you played so-and-so last Thursday. Man, I had to download that song. You know, and that makes me feel good, you know.
Yes, 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 there you go. And, I mean, that's I feel the same exact way. So, man, oh, man, so is it lunchtime? Is it time? Is it lunchtime?
You know,
I'm ready to throw
it's
it down
almost,
for you, brother.
Almost, you got a block for me? We got about 36 minutes left. You got a block for me, man. Start it off.
Hey, guys, this is Wardell's Block here on Solar Records Radio. Thanks to Mr. Don Fleming. And so we're going to throw it back real quick here on Solar Records Radio.
took the hurt, you took the shame. They built the walls to block your way. You beat them down, you won the day. Taught them all, you made them care. Yes, you were there, and thanks to you, there's now a door we all walk through, and we are here for all to see.
Come on.
Well, well, there you go. Whoa, that is so funky. My, that Michael Jackson is something else.
Wow. Great block. That was a great block, man.
Oh, man, I had to do that Motown thing.
You took it back to the 60s. You took it back to the 60s on it, on a couple of them joints, man.
Yes, and by the way, I'm running around in the studio dancing, thinking I'm Michael, you know, and so when the song ended, I had to run back to the mic. But, yeah, but, you know, also I played this tribute to Sammy Davis Jr. from Michael Jackson for his 60th birthday, Sammy Davis Jr.'s 60th birthday. And that was an amazing tribute because he says that here, if Sammy didn't open up the doors that he did for us, you know, for him, at that, and, you know, specifically in the song, if Sammy did not do what he did. And so he was just basically saying thank you for tearing down those walls, for suffering, for experiencing the things that you had to experience so that it made it better for us. You know, like, we always want the next generation to have it easier than we had it. And so, you know, for some reason, it's getting kind of crazy right now, where we're getting a lot of pushback as we are developing as a culture and musically. I mean, we are pushing the boundaries now, because now music is not just and pop and separated anymore. Now it is all come together, and it is like, you know, R&B is like the thing now. It is, see, pop music was considered pop based, they called it pop because it was popular, right? But now R&B is that popular stuff now, and they can't change the name of it. So it's just, they keep coming up with all these different names of music now, because pop really doesn't exist anymore the way that it did before. But anyway, so and then I played a couple other songs, you know, just basically just setting the mode. Wanted to say thanks to Motown for really blessing all of us with some amazing music, great lyrical content, and we were just really blessed. Smokey Robinson said the other day that God gave him that gift. He don't know how it happened, how he became such a great lyricist, besides the fact that God gave him that gift. So, I truly enjoy his honesty, you know, and just sharing, you know, how he became Smokey Robinson. And so, but anyway, that's it. And I just wanted to end up, just stop it with that. We'll finish it up with the energy of Michael Jackson, because there, I have not seen anybody with that kind of intensity on records still. I mean, people are trying and they're doing a good job. I got to give them that. But Michael Jackson, that was his thing. His intensity was sick from a time when he was a child until he passed away. His intensity on stage was phenomenal, and in the studio the same way. It was just, whoa. Love, love, love that brother. All right, that's my contribution. Your show.
And we miss him, man. We miss him. We miss him. Definitely. The music that he left. I mean, even think about it, man. Kids born after he died. You know, you see, like, little middle school elementary school programs, and kids are doing the moonwalk. You know, like, it's these little talent shows, man, and that's crazy. That is so crazy. But it's not surprising, because, you know, Michael Jackson, despite whatever you think about that man, I just I love him. But whatever people may think about that man, you cannot take away his contribution to pop culture. I mean, just to humanity, you know, and
absolutely.
The kids now are being influenced by, you know, by his music and things like that. You know, my little niece just graduated from high school. As a matter of fact, she graduated today. My baby sister's youngest, and you know, it's a little bit of sweet. She graduated, and she loved. She was born in 2005. You know, and a Michael Jackson fan to her heart. I'm just saying. But hey, congratulations on your graduation, Chocolate Drop. I love him to miss Alex Clark.
Let me ask you this.
Let's go ahead and get into some music. We're going to come back. We're going to come back and close it out and everything, but I'm going to start off with a classic from the Fatback Band, 1984, I Found Lovin'. You guys keep it locked right here. It's Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts, Soul Out Records Radio. This is from the Fatback Band from 1984. Name of the song is called "I Found Lovin'." I gotta come back because every now and then we have the 5 second, 3 second delay, and I know Wardell was trying to make a point and everything and whatnot. I didn't mean to cut you off, man, but go ahead and share with the listeners what you wanted to ask. Sorry.
No. I was just trying to figure out because for me, you know, I grew up with my Jackson, right? And as a, you know, in the Jackson 5. And so, she's your little niece. So I think she's a much younger person. And you were saying that she was a Michael Jackson fan after he was gone. So I'm wondering if she was, was it about the Jackson 5 that she fell in love with, or was it just Michael Jackson, the solo artist?
Well, first of all, when she learned to talk, around 2008, because she was born in 2005. So when she learned to talk and just kind of just cipher in what was around her, you know, my baby sister had Michael Jackson playing. She might correct me, but I pretty much doubt it, which is probably true. She probably had Michael Jackson playing while she was still in her belly. So it was kind of that first nature thing. And as a kid, she would sing. You know, it's funny because one of the first songs she sung to me, and I know it's not Michael Jackson, but one of the first songs that she liked was Saturday Love by Alexander O'Neal and Sherelle. And she loved Sherelle, I Didn't Mean to Turn You On. So she would sing that when she was like 5 or 6 years old. But when Michael Jackson, that was just a little cute thing about her. But she would sing, she sing Lady in My Life, you know, by Michael Jackson. And she knows, I mean, even as a 4 or 5 year old, because I'm guessing she was around 4 years old when he died. He died in 2009. She was around mm-hmm. 4 years old. So I'll say probably maybe when she was 6 or 7, I mean, she really grasped the Thriller album, you know?
Right,
and
right,
and
right.
Yeah, she really grasped it. And she loved The Girl Is Mine, you know, the song with her and him and Paul McCartney. I mean,
right,
she
right.
took a lot of great Michael Jackson music that she soaked in as a child. And now as a 17-year-old, man, of course they listen to their, you know, their new music now or whatever, but she always goes back to, you know, the off-the-wall stuff. And I'm like, girl, I was 5 years old when that album came out. You know, I was 8 when Thriller came out. So
yeah.
So you know it, the impact it had on me. So mm-hmm. I can only imagine, you know, just the upbringing that she did have, because she always had an old soul. You know, people always say, oh, my kid has an old soul. No, my niece has an old soul. Like I said, when she starts singing Saturday Love at 5 years old, then, yeah, that's an old soul, you know. But,
okay.
Just shout out to my niece, man. And she's going down to University of Texas at Tyler, getting ready to go incoming freshman. I think she's going to go take a couple of summer courses in a few weeks. So congratulations, man. I couldn't be any prouder.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I'm so happy for the family to experience that with the child. That's it's a beautiful thing. It's always a beautiful thing. We got about another 11 minutes in the show. Don't forget tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we celebrate the sound of Angelus Records with Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr. at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come hang out with us. Man, oh, man, what a great show you had tonight, brother. Thank you for blessing
man,
us.
You took it there, and I love the fact that you give kind of that historical reference as far as your music collection. When you went back to Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, you know? The excerpt of Michael Jackson celebrating Sammy Davis Jr.'s birthday, man. But anyway, man, we gonna get out of here. I guess it's about that time. You know, we got 10 minutes left, so we'll just probably just play some music out, and we'll say our goodbyes and everything. But anyway, again, like Wardell said, tune in tomorrow. Starting off with Solar Weekend, kicking off with Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records. And make sure you tune in 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and hang out with us. Until then, I'm Don Fleming for Wardell Potts Jr. You guys have a safe Thursday night. We are out, closing out a little intimate friends. You hear in the background the late, great Eddie Kendricks. See you later, Wardell, man. Great show.
All right. Yes, sir. See you tomorrow. God bless. Have a good evening, everyone.
An endless love I found in you. Warm and inspiring in everything you do. To join together, to give from within, to share in love and intimate friends. So glad to be yours. Sharing our world.
Yeah.